talk about the all-time Ranger killer coming up here in 10 minutes. But first, let's place a call to Ed Carter's Sports Hotline. This is brought to us by Vandergriff Honda.
On Sports Radio,
take it AM.
Your sports break for Tuesday, April 3rd, in the year of our Republic of Jesus, 2007. I'm Ed Carter. Well, it's time to call in the janitor and turn out the lights because this party is over, ladies and gentlemen. The Texas Rangers are a bust again this year.
Oh, my gosh.
After they lost their opener against the Angels from the Los Angeles City of Dreams from L.A.
Very confusing.
Now that the Rangers are out of it, it's time we examine what we can do as fans to bring about change in the Ranger hierarchy.
Oh,
it's time to pick it. Note to Tom Hicks, if you weren't spending so much time buying limey soccer teams, and that's what it is, soccer, not football, because football is the American NFL, period. If you would leave them British alone and concentrate on baseball, maybe we could get a decent manager.
Boy, he's down around Washington.
I don't know if Ron Washington is from North Carolina, but I sure know he's a charlatan.
Oh, my gosh.
In college rowing. In shuffleboard. In football news. Looks like them old Cowboys got old Wade Phillips as their head coach now.
He had that on last time.
Let me tell you something. The Cowboys will rue the day they got that Newt Gingrich half-breed in there. Wade Phillips once stole money from me at a Sizzler in Lufkin. I chased him down and clubbed him on the back of his head with a bow dart stunt. Then I taught him what it feels like to be a non-consenting woman.
Oh, my God.
In curling, in college basketball, congratulations to the Florida Gators for winning another back-to-back collegiate NBA title.
Another back-to-back.
Almost.
I got nothing against them Gators, except that queer Joakim Noah and his little best buddy, that Mr. Smart Aleck hippie ponytail that he's got back there flying all over the place when he's playing his wild-ass brand of basketball. And now it's time for another Ed Carter editorial.
Oh, hi, here we go.
Avery Johnson can kiss my ass. That guy's as sorry as an inmate on execution day. He's taken the Mavs from a 9-game winning streak to a 1-game and counting losing spell. We need to get a real coach back in here like Don Nelson. Don won the white way. I'm sorry, the right way.
Oh, my gosh.
In other news, that old Anna Nicole bought the farm in that damn Bahamas. And I got to tell you, if I was that Undertaker, I would have taken one last ride on Miss Guest Jeans just to say I got a playmate before she turned 40.
That is really over the top.
That's your sports break for April 3rd, 2007. I'm Ed Carter.
These are Ed Carter's, not ours.